In the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, at the end of the bracha on shofros, we say, Ki ata shomea kol shofar, for you hear the sound of the shofar, umazin trua ve'ein domelach, and you give ear to the trua, and none are comparable to you, Baruch atah Hashem, shomea kol truas amo yisrael berachamim. You hear the sound of the shofar, you hear this shofar sound of the people Israel with mercy. So, the Prima Gadin has an interesting explanation on the Nusach HaTefillah. What does it mean here? Is it because first we start off saying Ki Ata Shomea Kol Shofar? So first it says Shomea Kol Shofar. It uses the word Shomea, and then it. So number one, shofar, then umazin trua, and then it goes from shofar to trua. And it also says, shomea kol shofar. It uses the word shomea, but by trua it says umazin. And then in the bracha, shomea kol truas amo Yisrael. So what's going on here? It seems to being all over the place. So the Prima Gadin explains, it happens to go against Rashi's pshat, but the Prima Gadin says, he says, what's the difference between the word Shomea and Mazin? Again, Rashi says the opposite, but the Prima Gadin writes, Shomea means I am very close to you. It's very easy to hear. You're right next to me. However, the Lashon Mazin, hearken, that means far away. I got to like bend my ear, like what? Say it louder, let me listen closely. So that's one distinction, he says, between what Shomea versus Mazin. And another distinction, what's the difference between shofar and trua? So shofar is a tekiah sound. And when's the trua? So what does it mean? So the Prima Gadin says that tekiah is like a remez, like the kol shofar, the tekiah, that's a remez to the tzaddikim. And trua, that's a remez to the balei tshuva, to people who aren't as pure. So kol shofar is the tzaddikim, and the mazin truma is kind of like the balei tshuva. So he points out that that's the pshat. So, Ki ata shomea kol shofar. It's easy to hear. Shomea kol shofar, the tzaddikim. I can hear them. I hear the tefillahs. They're easily accessible. I get them right. I follow. Umazin trua, it's difficult because this person makes mistakes. He's not doing everything right. He's still a sinner. However, how does the bracha end? Baruch atah Hashem Shomea Kol Truas Amo Yisrael. It starts off just in the heart. First it's Mazin Trua. However, at the end of the day, the Balei Tshuva does Tshuva, and then it becomes not just in the heart, Umazin Trua, but Shomea Kol Trua. He expresses himself, and he actually does Tshuva. And as Chazal tell us, but makam balei tshuva omdim, afilu tzadikin gamurim. Afilu tzadikin gamurim can't stand. So that's how the Prima Gadin learned that the difference between shomea and mazin. Shomea is close by, easy. Mazin it's harder. Kol shofar is the tefila. Is a remez to the tefillah of the tzaddikim, true as a remez to the balei tshuva. So it starts off, shomea kol shofar, the shofar is very close, because shomea, because it's tzaddik. Mazin trua, the person's having difficulty, struggling, God has to be mazin, so to speak, mazin trua. However, after the person does tshuva, baruch atah Hashem shomea kol trumas, blessed are you, Hashem, who hears the shofar sound of his people. And there he and mamakam balei tshuva omdim, even tzaddik and gemurim can't stand. And that's how we go from shomea kol shofar to Mazin Trua, to concluding with Shomei Hakol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim.